If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Thanks for tuning in to the mailbag edition of episode 27 of the 23 Personnel Podcast. In the mailbag, we answer some questions regarding Leach's record if he were to have scheduled 3 non-conference games and had a round robin versus the 4 he had. We've got some updated odds for the starting quarterback, an update from Michael on Cord Cutter's corner, and what we learned this week.
You are listening to the 23 Personnel Podcast, where food and sports clash at the goal line. Here are your hosts, Spencer and Michael.
All right, 7-5, going to a bowl game. Let's go to questions.
All right.
We have one from Red Raider Reset Man, another great one. Another consistent question submitter. Really
yep.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we do, man.
In your opinion, this is going back, man. In your opinion, do you think Leach would be the all-time leader in wins if he had played the same round-robin schedule that Texas Tech plays now, as opposed to the two divisions he got to play in? Maybe I underestimate the Santa Monica School for the Deaf that Leach always scheduled. So I'm going to say, he'd still be the all-time leader in wins because. No, sorry, I read that wrong. No, I don't think he would.
No, I don't think so either.
Because he's +2 over Spike Dykes.
Yeah, Leach is first with 84 wins. Spike Dykes has 82, and then
very easily over his 10-year career, you could see a 3-game swing if those were conference games.
Yeah, if he was starting out the season playing Ole Miss,
SMU, Eastern Washington,
right,
Massachusetts.
Right, because he had 4 non-conference games every year.
And I would love to have 4 non-conference games.
Yeah, four non-conference games every year, and very seldom were any of them Power 5 schools, much
no, it
less
was always like,
D1 necessarily.
Yeah, it was like you'd play SMU, you'd play a Rice, you'd play a D2 like Southeastern Louisiana.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, who else would you play?
TCU.
It's been a while since you played TCU out of conference.
That was a Graham Harrell year. That was a really ugly game. I think we lost 12-3 or something like that. It was one of those all field goal games. UTEP, of course, we still play UTEP.
UTEP was a good one. Yeah, you play a lot.
Colorado. I'm just kidding.
That's a conference game.
I know. But you got to play Colorado in conference.
Yeah. Okay. So 2007. At SMU, UTEP, Rice, Northwestern State, which was in Louisiana.
Yeah, I think definitely Dykes would be number one if Leach had to play more out of non-con guys, and you can kind of look at he's done well in Washington State. I don't want to act like he hasn't, but he's lost some stinkers to some non-cons there. I definitely think so. I think we might have touched on that several podcasts ago, just randomly. I think Spencer and I got to talking about it, and I know I feel that his win total is always brought up by pro Leach guys or anti Kingsbury guys or whatever, and I think it's inflated. Definitely.
Your 2008 out of conference schedule. Eastern Washington, which you played them recently, but they were much better this time around than
they
had been.
Yeah, that was 9 years ago.
You had a road game at Nevada. You beat them 35-19. Hosted SMU, hosted UMass.
UMass? Come on. SMU, UMass, no Power 5 schools.
Let's go back to 2000. Just really quickly, 2006.
All right, let's see.
Schedule.
I think that was TCU year. I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
SMU, UTEP, TCU, Southeastern Louisiana. So you lost one, which was TCU.
Right, and almost lost to UTEP. That one was on the road. I think there was a field goal.
Overtime, 38-35.
Yeah, I think that one was really close. So, no, I think you've got a point there. I mean, definitely over those 10 years, Leach would have dropped three games, and Dykes would have hung on with 82 wins to be the number one. And for those of you wondering, the number three coach on the list has 76 wins. I will give you two Mississippi to guess his name. He's from the 1930 to 1940 tenure at Tech. Pete Cawthon? I keep wanting to say Cawthorn, but there's no R. So, if y'all had that on the tip of your tongue, congratulations. But he's firmly in third place with 76. So, yeah, I think this schedule it's tough. It's tougher for, you know, it's tougher for Tuberville, too. It's tougher for Kingsbury to have Ole Miss on your schedule. And it's not like Houston's a cakewalk. Houston's not some no-name team. They may not be in a Power 5 conference, but they've had a lot of success recently. Maybe not, you know, super recently. The only out-of-conference one that's should be a guaranteed win is Lamar this season. So,
yeah.
You know, that's one is a lot different than four. When you used to have four guaranteed wins 10, 12 years ago, now you've got one. That makes a big difference.
But all the way back to 2005, and it's missing a game on the schedule. Unless you,
because it was probably a,
well, no,
some
it,
cupcake.
Unless you only played 12 games, including the bowl game. Your non-conference schedule was Florida International. You beat them 56-3. Sam Houston State, 80-21. Indiana State, 63-7. So between those three non-conference games, you gave up 31 points. You averaged 10 points. While scoring, yeah, oh,
that's a lot of math.
80-140, just about 200 points.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen this year.
70-10 average in your out-of-conference. This is, of course, 2005. I think, like I said, because there's only three non-conference games listed besides the bowl game, that there's one missing. The other out-of-conference was Alabama and the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, that Alabama game.
10-13.
Yeah, that was an ugly game, too.
All right. We've got some updated starting quarterback odds from our man Kyle Jacobson. An interesting shift in the odds.
Very interesting.
McLean Carter, minus 200, which means he's the favorite at this point. If you put $100 down, sorry, you'd have to put $200 down to make $100.
Yeah. So he's the clear favorite. He's the front runner.
By quite a bit, because when you think of, like, number two guy, Jet Duffy is plus 200. So you put $100 down, you win 200.
Right.
And I know where this is going, because Bowman dropped significantly. Bowman at plus 900.
That's good. That's some good odds, man.
Now for Michael, the better.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you were to put down $100 and the possibility of winning $1,000.
Doesn't that just sound good? That'd pay for your trip. That'd pay for your trip to Vegas. You going to put a hundy down on Bowman?
No.
No? Me neither. I'm not going to do that this week. I'm putting my money on Duffy this week. Even though he had some stinkers in what little
in the little bit of
Zapruder film video we got out of those.
It was like
practices.
8 plays and 2 interceptions from Jet Duffy.
Yeah. What are you putting yours on? Because I'm keeping track of this. I don't think I've told you this yet. But
and probably week 3, I'm going to pick a different quarterback, and I think I'm going to go with Carter this week.
You're going Carter this week? Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm keeping track of it, and I'm betting a hypothetical $100 each week on whoever we say. And then we're going to go back and see how well we did, how much we are in the hole, whether or not we end up in the desert somewhere, buried underneath some power line, or get our knees bashed in, or whatever. All but right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm going to go with Duffy this time. Why not?
All right, so looking forward to next week, before we move out of the football sports related, we've got our fantasy draft.
Yeah, I've got to do some research, guys. I don't even know all the roster names on my favorite sports team. I've got to do some research. Y'all send me some tips.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Direct message me if you follow me on Twitter at LSRR07. Direct message me, please.
You can go ahead and just tag the podcast on all those tips.
No. That's fine. It's just between you and I, the listener.
As long as you're not telling us to draft Bowman and like Trey King, then I'm just going to throw that out, man, because I've got my running back. I know who it's going to be. I've got like 1-2 guys.
Oh, well, we'll see if you get them. Hey, one thing we haven't cleared up, how are we going to determine who gets first pick? Good old coin flip or what?
We can do that. I've typically just let the league determine that. It's
random. Oh, it's random within the league?
And okay. Then we do serpentine. So if I go first, you get picks 2 and 3. I get picks 3 and 4.
Oh, all right. Instead of snake draft, it won't be a snake?
No, well, serpentine is snake.
Oh, I'm an idiot. There's only 2 people in the draft. Got it.
Yes, I mean,
sorry.
It would be, I mean, it's more interesting.
No, I get it.
To do like the double up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, I have to be like, the person that picks first,
it's be like two
super
moves
solid.
Ahead.
Yeah, you have to be like, okay, I'm going to get one. I'm going to miss out on guys 2 and 3. So I have to like.
Right, you got to bounce back. If that's how
you
that
almost
works.
Want to go second to get 2 and 3.
Like, no,
you'd be okay. Yeah. Missing the first guy.
Man, I know what a snake draft is. I'm just used to doing it with like 10, 12, yeah. 14 people. That's why when you explained it, I thought, I what do you mean? Just 2 and 3? What are you talking about?
Interesting though. I've got it set to pick at 1 minute. So you have your turn, your draft pick. You only get 1 minute to decide.
Well, that's probably fair because. Because if we are going to record this.
We're going to do it live on the podcast. We're going to try to go through it pretty quickly. I think we draft 15 or 16 players apiece. So that'll be about 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's going to be good. I'm
excited. You guys are in for a treat.
So pumped for next week's episode. We're going to do it.
Everyone's going to roll their eyes when I make a pick. What are you doing?
I think I've got the draft set for 9:30. So we'll have some time to intro and kind of get our thoughts together. And then we'll jump over to the draft room and like... Crap, we already started. We're picks 3 in.
Okay, man. Yeah. All right. That'll be
so
fun.
If you've got any tips for a Big 12 only draft of for a league of 2 players, let us know.
We should technically have stacked teams.
Really interesting to see like because the quarterback, like you may have one guy who does really well.
Yeah, and who's you don't want to really draft Kyler Murray.
Or Will Greer. Or do you?
Or do you? Because of what you just, I mean, really, if Murray tweaks his ankle,
hang on,
yeah, Coach, I'm
out.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some ice. I'm gonna need some ice. I'll be back in the truck.
All right, let's wrap this up. You've got some updates yet again about cutting the cord.
Yeah, cutting the cord. This will be quick. I think I said that last week, and then we got on a tangent about Cook's garage somehow. But this will actually be quick this week. Cord cutting corner has gone well. Neither of us have really missed it yet. I think we're going to sign up for Hulu Live once football season starts.
Really interested to see that football season.
Football. I don't even know what accent that was, but it was something. But my only complaint so far is I had to mow and weed eat around my cable. That my fiber cable that they connected to in my alley that's just laying in my yard all along my house.
Just sitting in
the
yard.
It's just laying in the yard.
Waiting for somebody to come cut it.
I know. That it would be so simple.
Legit, a cord cutter. Somebody just walks up with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, an actual cord cutter. He's just going around.
And you're in the dark ages.
Yeah. It could happen. It could happen while we're talking, and I wouldn't know.
I could go just do it on the way out of here and just walk by with
you. You probably would. Yeah. But yeah, they still need to come bury it. I don't know how they're going to do it. I have a sprinkler system. I don't know what they're going to do. But the good news...
They've probably forgotten about it by now.
Yeah, they probably did. And my wife keeps telling me, well, you need to call them and talk to them about it. I do. So maybe I'll remember tomorrow. But the other good thing is we turned in our Suddenlink equipment on Monday. Got the receipt. I scanned the receipt. I put it on the cloud. Everything is confirmed. We turned in everything. We don't owe them anything. And we also received our $100 Visa reward card from AT&T.
So which means we're going to Las Brisas next week, isn't it?
Dang right. So far,
no,
I've made money on this deal.
That must be nice.
Because I haven't gotten a bill yet. But once I get a bill, we'll touch base again.
Yeah, so I'm kind of interested to see where we end up, because I don't think we're going to stick with Suddenlink for too much longer. Although I think Suddenlink, I was talking with my coworker in the office who just moved out to the 23 Personnel North headquarters neighborhood. He has options.
It's here.
He's up here in your hood.
My bad.
He's got options of AT&T or Suddenlink. I'm pretty sure we just have Suddenlink out there for now.
Y'all might. I know that NTS is not out here yet either, because I tried.
And I don't think we even get Dish, which is also through AT&T.
We can get Dish here. I've seen people with dishes, but I don't want
They've got some super sweet deals for AT&T mobile customers, which we are, where you could you get a pretty discounted rate. You could also stream live television to your phone
for free
without using your mobile data.
Yeah,
it'll be over mobile data. It will not count against your
right because you're doing it through
their
programming that they own or whatever.
Almost got us a switch a couple times, but it's not in our area yet. We may be moving over to internet only. It may not save us a whole lot of money because to bump up in speed and then the data limit, it's going to be right around what we're paying for internet and cable. But that's currently. We are getting a discount because Suddenlink will say, you're not a new customer anymore. F you. Here's our $300 bill.
Let me show you. I haven't showed you this yet, Spencer. Okay, this is... as always, going on a little longer than we thought it would be.
So again, if you're still listening, we will put timestamps in the episode so you can fast forward to your favorite parts. You can skip the intro where we talk about the thing. Again, at this point in the episode, if you're just now hearing about the timestamps, I'm sorry because it's not helpful anymore.
No, I had I wanted to show him spreadsheet I've put together.
You talked about your spreadsheet, your pros and cons.
Because of, I put together, how much it would cost with internet plus all the online things we currently subscribe to versus how much we were paying with cable. So right now, since we don't, I'm subscribed to AT&T internet only. And then we have Hulu, and we have Netflix, and we have Amazon Prime, which I threw in there even though we would get Amazon Prime anyway just because we ship that much. So I threw that in there. Anyway, based off of my last Suddenlink bill versus what I'm going to pay this month for these services, I'm saving $104.
Dude.
It's worth checking into.
Well, like I said, we're paying...
$104.
Well, so what I was going to say, I think we're only paying under $100 right now.
See, I was paying...
because of the new customer promotion.
Do you have TiVo?
Yes.
Okay, see...
Well, we have DVR. I don't know if they...
See, I wasn't a new customer, so they were giving me the shaft. I was paying $150 a month for their standard cable package that didn't even include stinking ESPNU.
Which we have this standard...
So you've got the SL200 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I had that and TiVo and 50 megabit per second internet, and my bill was $149. And right now at AT&T, I have 100 megabits per second internet. I still have a data cap, but instead of it being 250 gigs, it's a terabyte.
Maybe so, enough.
Yeah. I mean, it should be, because Suddenlink, when I'd go over, I'd you know, get right at 300 gigs. So it shouldn't be any problem. But yeah, I do think our bill, we were quoted $45 a month on AT&T at this 100 megabit per second rate. And that's supposed to go up, I think, to $65 after the end of the year.
So you'll probably end up paying like $52 or $3 a month.
Right. I think it's actually, you know, I think it was $40. And so I was assuming that it's going to be $45. Still haven't gotten a bill yet, so I'll update everybody on that. But
must be nice not to pay for internet.
Yeah, yeah. I just get it for free, and then they just lay it in my dang yard.
But here's the thing: are you a LPNL electricity customer?
Yes,
that's where I get it. Because like, okay, my June electricity bill,
what?
$58.
Oh man, mine was probably almost three times that.
And my water bill. While we've been watering like crazy, here's a little bit of a going yard for you update. I think our water bill has gone up. It's been about 100, between 140 and 180, depending on how hot and how dry it's been. Still, my brother-in-law, who is an LPNL customer, he's like, you should be spending like $300 or $400 on water. He's like, I spend 180 for all my utilities.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think...
Which I'm wondering because we had those.
Our water's about the same. Our water's about the same. Yeah, you might be watering the heck out of your weeds.
Well, no, we had some massive weeds in the alley, which may have been covering up the
meter.
They're just kind of guessing on everybody else's usage. And
yeah, that looks about right. Maybe they can judge by how tall your weeds are. Well, oh, this guy's used like 17,000 gallons this month.
Well, so I think we've only used like 12 or 13,000 at our highest.
I think we've used right around that. I'm not quite sure. I feel like our water bill's probably comparable. Electric was definitely higher, but you're
in
like,
your face.
But you're like, you didn't turn on the air conditioner until May.
Yeah, like I don't know what it was about the house.
What do you have it on, like 83?
Well, no, it's scheduled during the evenings, like so from like 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. it stays 73.
73, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we usually just keep our 76 the whole time. Well,
which is, you're able to do that because you have hardwood floors.
Oh, yeah.
The carpet, for like it's like an insulator. Because when we lived in Hobbs in a house we were renting, just it had hardwood floors, wood floors. We were able to keep it like 77. And some days Samantha was like cold. It's like, this is 77 degrees.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so with carpet, you have to usually go a couple degrees cooler. We do have fans in all the rooms, but we don't leave them on because fans are only useful if you're in that room.
Right, yeah, they don't do anything. They're not doing anything for anybody.
Yeah, so we turned our AC on in May. It's been running. Like, it'll run most of the day now because it's so hot. And then between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., it'll bump up to 80.
Okay,
My poor dogs that are there all day, they're not doing anything. They're just kind of lounging around the house, but they have to sweat it out at 80 degrees.
They just make sure they lounge more than normal.
So one's in the kennel, so she's not moving anywhere. But her kennel's on tile, so it's
cool. Oh, nice and cooler. Yeah.
The other dog, she can go wherever she wants. They've stopped fighting.
Oh, good. I didn't know they... Was it gruesome? Not gruesome.
Well, no. It was the little dog.
Intense is probably a better word.
The little old dog is very territorial, and she was not ready for a big, young dog to be in her space. I can't remember the last time she snapped at the bigger dog, but still, though, you leave this big dog out. Like, she gets up like between 5 and 6:30 every morning, which means I have to get up and let her out of her kennel super early in the morning. But what I'll do is I'll let her out of the kennel, and then I'll just go back to sleep on the couch. That, like, whatever time I'm asleep, she gets into everything. She's like tearing the house apart.
She knows. She knows that's her time.
Yeah, it's when she gets to
run around. She's a morning person.
Yeah. All right, one last thing. What did we learn this week?
Okay, the thing I learned this week, and I had
to... You got hosed.
I did. I totally got hosed. Okay, I don't know how common it is in other cities, but Lubbock, it's pretty common to get your address painted on your curb coming into your driveway. I know where I grew up, there weren't a lot of places that actually had curbs everywhere, but Lubbock, it's pretty prevalent. There's curbs on almost every street.
So what you're really saying is Merkel just had a bunch of dirt roads.
Well, it wasn't dirt roads. It just, you know, they're not going to run...
There's no concrete in the city of
Merkel. They're not going to run a curb next to an FM road. but anyway, they had... mine were painted about 2 years ago, and I realized about a month ago that, man, they really just need to be painted again, but I don't know who to call. And you always just kind of wait for somebody to come by and offer to paint your curb. And usually they will offer to paint it. They'll paint your address on there, you know, your house number, and then they'll paint
some kind of graphic, like a flag. Or
yeah.
Texas flag,
Dallas Cowboys star, Texas Ranger T, or of course out here, the double T. And some guy came by, he and his buddy, in a car, and that was who painted it the first time, and they did an excellent job at this house. And I've had people come by at our other house, and we got it painted two or three times there, no issues. Anyway, this guy came, and I was in the market for it, and he said, "Hey, $20, I'll paint your address on your curb, and for $25, I'll add a double T." I said, "Oh man, that sounds great. I've been meaning to get this done. Let me make sure I've got enough cash." And so I paid him first.
Out of good faith.
And he even told me before that, he said, "Well, this isn't going to be the fancy double T. It's just going to be all one color. You know, we're going to do a white background and we're going to do black letters and a black double T." But when he said it won't be the fancy one, I just assumed that he meant it's going to be the flat double T, which I thought, man, that's cool. I don't know.
The 2D double T, the throwback.
Yeah, the throwback. I thought, man, nobody has that. I don't really see that around here. And I thought I was going to be a trendsetter here on HQ North. And no.
Should have been your cue.
Yeah. So I went outside and I gave him $20 or $25. And he said, oh, thanks, man. We'll be done in like 20 minutes. And I watched him out there for a little bit, and 20 minutes turned into 30, and it turned into 40, and then I look out the window, and they're just gone. And so I go,
they bailed on them.
They had left, and so I go out there to check. It is some of the shoddiest, crappiest looking work I've ever seen.
This double T is more of a blob.
Yeah, it is the 3D double T, but instead of taking the time to paint it, you know, red and black and white, like the guy before them did, they just blob spray painted black on that 3D stencil they had. And then the stencil, it kind of looks like, you know, you're opening a briefcase and you've got one of those number locks and you're trying to get the numbers to line up, but they don't quite line up. That's what the numbers look like. They're jumbled. There's, you know,
They're not straight. You can see overspray from the stencil.
Yeah, you can see, some paint dripping that had dripped down the side. You can still see remnants of the address before they painted it. Oh, it was terrible, man. I mean, I've you know, had a home in Lubbock for like 10 years now, and this is the first time I've gotten burned so bad on this. So if anybody knows a quality curb painter that will actually paint a double T that won't look like just a blob, y'all let me know. At me on the Twitter at LSRR07 and let me know of a curb painter.
And send your fantasy draft tips to @puntsuck.
Oh, nah. See, you don't even want to type that. Just type mine instead and send it to me.
Which is funny because I'm pretty sure we have to draft special teams or defense / special teams. I was thinking we're going to have to draft a punter.
I know.
That'd be funny though. We have to draft an individual.
Well, you're the commish, right? You could make that happen.
I don't think the league is that granular on the defense.
They don't keep punt stats?
Well, no, they do. It's just part of like the team special.
Oh, I got you.
All right. We're probably going to end up splitting this episode. You would know this by now because you've been listening for either an hour and 40 or an hour for the first episode and 40 minutes for the second episode. Michael, is there any parting shots you'd like to make?
None that I can think of. I'm surprised that we both went from not making a bowl game in May to both thinking that we've got a shot to make one now, and
not even that, like going 7-5.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, guys. It's going to be a fun season no matter what, because football's fun and talking sports with people is fun. So
when we said we're the podcast that'll drink Kool-Aid and break your hearts,
yeah,
I mean, we definitely went from 4-8 to 7-5 real quick.
Yeah, prepare for more shifts, paradigm shifts.
Which just means our post-game reaction pods are going to be golden.
They're going to be pretty great. Some of mine, I've confessed to you before. Yeah, they may be bourbon fueled.
They're going
to
be exciting,
bourbon infused, really
exciting that we won a game that we thought we'd lost. we're gonna be screaming at a game that we blew, that we should have won, or we're super confident in winning and we ended up losing. It's gonna be good.
And there's gonna be, I predict on my behalf, there's gonna be a lot of look aheads. If it's positive, you know, if we're truly 3-0, I'm gonna be like, you know, I thought we'd lose to Oklahoma State.
Let's go.
But no, I think we're gonna march up to Stillwater and we're gonna pour it on them.
All right. So, like I said, next week fantasy draft. Really excited about that. And then after that, we're gonna start our game week prep with Ole Miss.
Yep.
Because that very next week we have Ole Miss on Saturday. So
the Land Sharks are coming to Texas.
Coming to Houston, where Dan and Brian and Seth are all getting together.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun time.
Speaking of, hold on. I'm so sorry to bury this at the end of the podcast. STP has a new member.
That's right. Welcome, Keith.
Keith.
Keith was on top of this. He might have his own sources. He was on top of this Robert Duncan stuff earlier today.
He told
today.
Us to expect it like at, what, 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah.
Came out at 5 o'clock. I was like, is he for real or is he just kind of throwing this out? No, he was on it.
Yeah.
So Keith joined us in the chat. He showed us how to work Slack better.
Yeah.
Blew up in GIFs.
We've learned a lot from Keith just being in our Slack chat. It's been very helpful.
Keith is a Lubbock local. We may have to get him on the podcast too. I think he does
color for Friendship Games, I think.
Yeah. So if you listen to Friendship, you're a fan of the Friendship Tigers, you listen to the radio call, you've got Andy Penny and Keith.
Yep.
On the radio call. So he's joined us. I'm not sure what capacity he's going to be writing for us, but super excited to have him. About our age, isn't he?
I think so. Well, he's probably closer to me because
you're so old.
I am. Because he mentioned that he either started college or moved here in 01, something like that.
He moved to Lubbock in 01. I think he graduated in 06, maybe?
College, yes. From Tech, yes.
So, yeah, he's old enough.
With his first degree.
I started Texas Tech as a freshman in 2007. Which, again, when we do our pre-draft content next week, is Michael and I are going to be drafting our fantasy Texas Tech, all Texas Tech team from the time that we were fans. Mine's going to be a little bit limited because, like, I started as a freshman at Texas Tech in 2007. Legit, maybe watched 20 minutes of a game. I think it was the UT game the fall before because I was looking into Texas Tech. So I had no exposure to Texas Tech before the SMU game, 2007. I was like, this Michael Crabtree dude's pretty good.
I think my first Tech game was when we beat TCU by some ungodly amount in 04.
So you've got a few more years to pull.
No. Yeah, like it was 04.
You've got like a... Sonny Cumbie and B.J. Simmons and...
Cody Hodges
for quarterbacks. Not all that's going to change who I pick because, I mean, easy number one.
Yeah, but B.J. Simmons, that's fun. That's fun to throw in there.
Dude, and
if I get a backup, that may be my backup.
If you don't follow B.J. on Twitter, dude, he is a gold follower.
Yeah, I do follow him on Twitter.
He's like...
He was trying to get Texas Tech to follow him back the other day. He said they still don't. They haven't followed him.
He's fiery as an athlete, fiery as a Twitterer.
Oh yeah, as a dad, as a dude, consumer.
It. That's awesome.
It's great.
All right, for Michael, I'm Spencer. Thanks for listening to episode 27, and possibly the mailbag edition. I'm just gonna go ahead and say the mailbag edition of 23 Personnel Podcast. Look forward to next week's draft. Yeah, for Michael, I'm Spencer.